I'm here with Irish Music Award winning Celtic folk and roots duo Christina and Quinn Bashand. Thanks for joining me here in the CKVS tent at Salmon Arms Roots and Blues.
Thank you for having us.
Before we even start talking, I'd love to hear you play a song for us. What would you like to play for us today?
Ooh.
What you do with what you got?
Yeah. Maybe we'll play a tune from our latest album. It's a song and a tune. The song we learned from the singing of Dick Gawkin, who we're big fans of his, a Scottish singer. And it was written by Sycon. And then we paired that song with one of Quinn's original tunes called Miss Hannah's Reel. He wrote it for his grade 8 English teacher, Miss Hannah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well, you must know someone like him. He was tall and strong and lean, with a body like a greyhound and a mind so sharp and keen. But his heart just like a laurel root twisted around itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. Cause what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? And what good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. You dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. Between those who use their neighbor and those who use a cane, between those in constant power and those in constant pain, between those who run to evil and those who cannot run. Tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dream of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got.
That's beautiful. You gave me goosebumps with that song yesterday, and you did it again just now.
Thank you, mate.
The two of you are siblings, and I know you have a momager, but was it a really musical family when you were growing up? How did you both discover your gifts?
Well, we both grew up in Victoria, which is kind of a, you wouldn't think it, but because it's such a new tradition, but there is a lot of fiddling there, and so both of us had mentors like Calvin Cairns and Daniel Lapp in Victoria who helped us grow a lot, you know, learning Canadian fiddle tunes, Irish fiddle tunes, Scottish fiddle tunes. But around the house, we got into it. Our dad is a guitar builder, so the instrument I'm playing right now is one that he built. And so his family were in Alberta. They were in Jussard, and he was building guitars with Frank Gay in the 70s in Edmonton. And he came to, they came to BC, and so he builds guitars once in a while now. He used to do it a lot more then, but anyway, there was guitars and instruments all around the house, you know, when we were born, and so we had the opportunity to play a lot.
Also, our parents are very involved kind of in the music community, and growing up, we went to a lot of concerts and listened to a lot of music around the house. They have like a big, big CD collection. So just also being exposed to lots of different styles of music and listening to a lot of really great music growing up, I think was really important for us. Going to live shows, going to concerts, and now actually our parents, they present concerts in Victoria. So yeah, they're very involved with music for sure.
What are your own Celtic roots?
Ooh, our own Celtic roots.
We don't really have Celtic roots other than the ones that may be connected to our mom's side, the Spanish Celtic roots. But as far as like our Bashand and Demers side, there's quite a lot of Quebecois fiddling in our background, which we don't do a lot of that stuff. And I mean, with our group, we do quite a mix of different fiddling traditions. But I guess the closest one to our heritage would be the Quebec stuff.
We'll play some Quebec tunes. That could be fun.
How about playing one for me?
Do you want to play some Quebec tunes or not really?
Sure, yeah. I mean,
not if you prefer not to.
For those listeners who can't see her face, it's very excited.
It's very excited and eager to play some Quebec tunes. Quinn actually lives in Quebec now. Quinn just finished his degree at Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Amazing. Yeah. On a scholarship, I hear.
The full presidential scholarship, all room and board, all tuition.
Crazy.
So, yeah, very, very talented brother that I have. Lucky to be able to play with him. And
I'm also very lucky to have this poutine. thanks to Smoke's Poutinery. I believe the original one is in Ontario, but they're out in Kelowna as well. So a little shout out to Smoke's. Just gave me a free poutine.
But anyways, I think I was saying Quinn just finished at
this all ties in with the Quebec.
Quinn just finished his degree at Berklee and moved to Quebec. So he's living in Quebec. I lived in Quebec most recently before moving home to Victoria. I was living in Montreal as well. So yeah, both of us definitely, we're big into the Quebec traditional music and love that. It's in our veins. So
I'd love to hear one.
I would love to play a couple Quebec tunes.
Awesome.
Also, I want to mention that there is a bit of a rivalry between Quebec and Ontario as far as who was the first person to make poutine. And a lot of people think that poutine originally comes from Ontario, though a lot of people believe that it's a Quebecois thing. You could find some Ontarians who feel strongly that it is actually an Ontario tradition. So I would like to make it aware to everyone that I am eating specifically an Ontario poutine.
Oh, interesting.
I love how focused this interview is. I feel like we're hitting all the hard questions here. Yeah. Very nice.
Maybe you could give us a little sample of what Quebec sounds you by Smokes Poutine.
That was a tune called Le Bateau. I learned it from the fiddling of Louis Pitou Boudreau in Quebec. Hey, there's a couple of little spectators here. How's it going? I like your plaid shirts.
They were stunned. They were like...
Okay, for those of you who can't see, who are listening on the radio, the two young men, how old are you guys? 3 and 5, they're approaching. They just took our instruments. They were listening, and now they're going to try to recreate what we just did.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's see it, boys. Let's see what you got. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Amazing! Wow, they're fiddlers. You know they're fiddlers.
You are naturals, guys. Wow.
That was... I didn't see that coming.
For the uninitiated, what's the difference? What makes fiddling Quebecois style as opposed to Celtic style?
Well, all the fiddling styles have different aspects that make them their own. So I guess a lot of it is in the ornament. So fiddling is obviously played on the fiddle. The instrument stays the same, but the ornaments change. So like you might hear on a Cape Breton tune something like bagpipe trills or something.
I'm handing the fiddle over to Quinn for those of you who are listening.
Bagpipe trills like bagpipe trills or something, or the Illan pipes for Irish music. But in Quebec music, you get, which is similar to a lot of North American fiddling styles, a lot of the ornaments are with the right hand, with the bow. So like you hear things like... things like that. I don't know.
Quinn's also never picked up a violin in his life.
There you go.
I'm just shocked right now. Quinn.
Those kids really inspired me with what they did.